Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Lieutenant Ken Plaga with the Meridian Township Police. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Good. And you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a Friday night. Graduation weekends are coming up and so forth. Wanted to get in touch with you, proms as well, and talk about the new graduated licensing for teenagers in the state of Michigan. And I think it bears remembering what the changes are and that they have gone into effect.
They have gone into effect, Cheryl. The law took effect on 3/30 of 11, and it kind of rolled out some new rules for young drivers. It restricted the time of day and the number of passengers that kids could have in the car with them when they're driving and under those early formative years.
And these, a lot of the kids, I'm sure, looked at that when they first started hearing about these changes and thought, oh, they're trying to punish us. And it has nothing to do with that. It's about experience and time behind the wheel and trying to keep distractions to a minimum. At least that's my understanding.
Absolutely. Statistics show that the more time behind the wheel, the more experience you have driving, the less likely you are to be in an accident. And those formative years, those early years, are when most young adults and teenagers get into accidents.
What can you go over for us some of the new restrictions and the changes in the graduated license?
Well, and it is kind of confusing. The license has got restrictions on the number of passengers you can have. It also restricts the time of day in which you can drive. But they're not consistent. If you're a 16-year-old and you have your graduated Level 2 driver's license, you have a restriction on the times of day you can drive. You can drive up until 10 p.m. Now, of course, that's unless you're going to or from a school-sanctioned function. You have also restrictions on the time you can drive when you're to and from work and the number of passengers you can have. And I misspoke there, Cheryl. I'm sorry. It's during school-sanctioned functions, you can have more than one unrelated passenger.
Oh, okay.
So if you're driving to a basketball game or a football game, you can have more than one unrelated passenger with you. So it's not a brother or a sister or a parent or a family member.
So that's the exception.
That's the exception for the school-sanctioned function.
Okay.
Now, driving after 10 p.m., it's to or from work. So let's say you're 16 years old and you work at a store or maybe selling food, fast food, and it's after 10 and you're driving home from work. If you're driving home, that's an exemption.
Okay, so that's an after 10, but still with no passengers.
Right, that's the no passengers. And a lot of the question comes in, and even I misspoke. Is the questions come in is, okay, well, I'm driving from work, and I have a couple friends that I work with, can I give them rides home? And that is not an exception. So, and then also the other question is okay, I'm driving from a school-sanctioned function, and let's say the ball game or the function gets over after 10 p.m., can I drive home? And the 10 p.m. restrictions, the time restrictions don't apply to school-sanctioned functions. So that's where the confusion comes in.
Well, and like you said, even the two of us discussing it, there's some confusion. And I guess the simple fact is the kids just have to pick up the rules and their parents do and talk to them about them so that they understand what they are. I mean, that is the law now, so they're going to have to follow it, and confusion won't really be a good excuse.
And let me share with you, there's a great website out there, and it's www.first, spell out first, F-I-R-S-T, the letter N, and 10. firstand10.com. It's put out by Office of Highway Safety Planning, and it spells out all of the restrictions and has a links to the frequently asked questions and then descriptions at the Secretary of State's office as to what each graduated level means and what the exceptions might be.
Well, and I guess one of the reasons when we chatted for just a moment before we talked on the interview, the prom came up as an idea as well. This might cause some of that confusion. It's going to be out after 10 o'clock. It's possible that one of the folks driving, isn't going to be of the right age or have the right graduated or be at the right level to drive. So, I mean, please take that into consideration as well.
Well, and that's really important. Now, you receive your Level 3 driver's license, which is the unrestricted type driver's license that doesn't have a time of day restriction on it, when you're age 17. However, the caveat to that is you have to have driven on a level one, which is your learner's permit, where you're eligible to get a learner's permit after you've completed driver's training at 14 years old and 9 months. But you've got to go for 12 months consecutively without an accident or a citation before you can get that unrestricted driver's license. So if you turn 16 and you've been driving, you know, you started when you were 15, let's say, and you drove supervised with an adult, and then you turned 16, you continued on through 16. When you turn 17 years of age, you move to that level 3, which doesn't have the passenger restrictions and the time of day restrictions.
Well, I think the best thing is for people to visit that website, and I'm pleased that you gave us that. It was www.first10, 10 is a numeral, sir?
Yes, 10 okay. is a numeral, the number 10.
10.com, and just download it and take a look at it all and get the rules and learn them. Again, it's all done for the safety and benefit of the young people driving and not as punishment, just to keep them safe so they can continue having fun.
And my recommendations to parents out there is, you know, drive with your children, get them the experience. The supervised experience is so important to make them safe drivers when they are out there on their own.
Well, I appreciate your assistance tonight, Lieutenant, to go over these new rules with us. And like I said, all done to keep the kids safe. I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant Ken Plaga with the Meridian Township Police. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.